Good evening. Show begins tonight watching the Federal Reserve respond to reports such as the jobs report that in the year ending in March of 2025, in other words, from 2024 to March of 2025, the U.S. lost in a correction at the Bureau of Labor Statistics 911,000 jobs, not the rosy scenario that we were given at campaign in 24. 800 and something lost the year before, 23 to 24. We didn't have that as well at the campaign. Emphasis on growth and energy. The Federal Reserve has dragged its heels, not wanting to move on the prime rate, the discount rate for the best customers, because of concerns about inflation. Maybe. I speak with John Cochran of the Hoover Institution in the coming days about that and about the Federal Reserve's anxieties. In any event, we begin with the Fed watch for next week. A quarter point cut or more. Also discuss with Liz Peek the story of the ICE detention of undocumented workers in this country, particularly those with records or miscreants in some fashion. Mr. Trump campaigned on it. He won a majority. It's the will of the American vote. And I puzzle about the idea of sanctuaries. Defiance, vanity, legally valid. Also discussing the question of what is to be done with the jobs market if it is indeed weakening. Are we heading to a recession? Liz and I didn't use that R word, but it's always hanging in the background. Judy Dempsey on the EU. The French government has fallen again, and Mr. Macron has unappetizing choices. We're told there will be disorder in the streets of France. We'll see in the morning. We also discuss populism in many parties across the European Union. And why? Mary Kissel and I discuss Venezuela, what is to be done. Not regime change from the outside, must come from the inside. Maduro is making strange remarks, as if he can go to war with the United States. Very odd. Might be his days are numbered, we'll see. He has friends, but they're not showing up right now. Jonathan Schanzer, yes, the Doha strike by the Israeli Air Force against Hamas gangsters living there in relative ease while the fighting goes on in Gaza that they authored and directed and claimed to be responsible for. We also discuss Hezbollah in Lebanon, al-Shara in Syria. Gregory Copley joins. There's disorder in Nepal. Why? There's disorder around the world, and Gregory discusses the contagion of bad leadership, weak leadership, no leadership. It's not respecting of where you are. Nepal, weak leadership. Venezuela, weak or none, no leadership. Britain, weak leadership. France, weak leadership. There is an exception. Mr. Trump is not somebody you would call weak. Not in office. We also discuss the coming visit of Mr. Trump to Windsor Castle for a state dinner, the second in his time in the White House. Unusual. And to be celebrated. Ahmed Sharawi from the FDD about Syria and the pending presentation by al-Shara, an al-Qaeda terrorist, before the UN General Assembly, as if he really is the president of Syria. A fantasy, a fiction. A falsehood. And finally, Joseph Sternberg and I talk about two freedom of speech piece stories in Britain that are not freedom of speech at all. A man named Linehan detained at an airport by five armed policemen because of tweets weeks before. And a young woman detained and spending time in jail for tweets. Doesn't matter what the subject is. I asked Joe, if these remarks that they wrote on X had been said out loud, would they be in jail? What is freedom of speech in Britain? Unknown. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And I remind myself to say, on the weekend, I meet with Germanicus at our favorite wine bar in Londinium, and we discuss the week's events from the point of view of Roman citizens looking at the advantages and institutions of empire, being our hypothesis that the Americans have inherited the Roman Empire institutions and adjust them according to the need and the prosperity of the people. Well, we do that every Sunday live at 6 p.m. East Coast time. You're invited. Thank you. Good night.